Get started.
The meeting is now recording.
Thanks, Dylan. Okay, my name is Sonny Papowski. I'm the chair of the Philadelphia Water Sewer and Stormwater Rate Board. This is our regularly scheduled monthly meeting. And here, as of now, are fellow board members Abby Pazewski, Deb McCarty, and Mac Williams. I expect we'll be joined shortly by Tony Ewing. We have a fairly short agenda today. Our big meetings will be coming up in June, but why don't we get started with the minutes from the last meeting of April 10th? Can I ask our board secretary, Abby Pazewski, to introduce those minutes?
The minutes as they're currently written are correct. Eagle-eyed Deb McCarty spotted an error, which was corrected. And so I would move that the meeting minutes be adopted.
I'll second.
But that's been corrected. So with that, are there any is there any discussion among board members about the minutes? Hearing none, I'll ask for a vote on the motion to approve the minutes of April 10. All in favor, say aye.
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 Next item on our agenda is an update on the tap bar proceeding. And before I turn to our hearing officer, I did have one update from the board's perspective, which is that we had previously, well, we had scheduled, we have a regularly scheduled board meeting for April 12th, I'm sorry, for June 12th, where we would vote on the issues before us at that time. We had tentatively scheduled a second board meeting for June 19th and to vote on the final order. But again, eagle-eyed Deb McCarty noticed that something that we all should have noticed, which is that June 19th is Juneteenth, which is a city holiday and a day on which we would not want to schedule a public meeting. So I have asked the board members if they'd be available on June 26th, the following Wednesday, which we had previously suggested might be kept open for a further hearing, for a further meeting if necessary, and the board members are all available. So I would like to ask the board for permission to reschedule that meeting, the last meeting of the fiscal year here for June 26th, and schedule that as a special meeting. And then in the near future, I would be asking Dan and Deland to advertise that meeting and make sure it gets up on the agenda. So among the board members, is there any discussion on that? I guess I'll ask for a motion then to approve a change in the schedule to schedule our special board meeting for June 26th instead of June 19th.
So moved, Sonny.
Okay, moved by Mac. Do I have a second?
Second.
Can't hear you.
Sonny, you keep fading in and out. I thought it was me, but I'm not sure it is me.
You know what? I thought it was me too.
I'm sorry. I should have said something a couple of meetings ago. I'm sorry.
Yeah. How about this? Because this
better.
This computer has been around for a while. So have I. Now, how is that better?
Yeah.
It's okay, better.
Right into the right. And I apologize for that, but. Hopefully everybody heard that last motion.
Yeah, we did.
Schedule a board meeting for June 26th rather than June 19th. Let me call again for a vote. All in favor of that, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. Okay, so that'll be approved 4-0. And I will direct Dan and Deland to make sure that our June 12th and June 26th board meetings are appropriately noticed on the website and in the newspapers and scheduled accordingly. So with that, let me turn to Marcy for a report on the TAP-R proceeding.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody. Since the date of the board meeting has been pushed back, it may be appropriate or even possible to perhaps jigger with the schedule a little. I don't want to take away from the board's time, but if there's a couple extra days there, perhaps we can do something with that and give ourselves a little break, because it's a very compressed schedule. The public and the technical hearings are scheduled for this Friday, May 10th, and possibly May 13th if we need it. And my report, according to the schedule we've adopted, would be due June 3rd. And that's really not a lot of time. And I'd like to have some time perhaps for exceptions to that. So maybe we could add a day. But we can talk about that with the participants. But we are going to maintain the June 12th date for the board deliberation. With respect to updates, really the only thing I'd have to say at this point is that we are proceeding according to schedule. The public hearing that's going to be held before the technical hearing on the 10th, at this point, there've been 18 people who have indicated they would like to participate in that public hearing, with an additional 25 people who have submitted comments. And I want to thank Dylan for compiling this information. It was super helpful. So we all are very grateful. And I guess that's kind of where we are at this point. The testimony has all been submitted and discovery, I guess, has been completed. Well, okay. mostly completed.
Yeah.
But generally, we're just chugging along.
Okay. Well, as I understand it, that we'll start with the public input hearing at 10 o'clock on Friday. And then if we complete that in a reasonable time, we'll go forward then with the technical hearings. And then the technical hearings, if necessary, or even the public hearing, I guess, could be continued onto the 13th. Or would that be... probably there's just the technical hearing at that point.
At that point, I'm sure it would just be the technical hearing. But it's good to have some flexibility. I mean, it's scheduled so that the public hearing is continued into the technical hearing. So we'll see. I don't want to go unduly late. It's not anybody's interest, but I think we don't have a lot of time to spend on the hearing process itself. But we'll take as much time as we need for the public hearing. And then hopefully the participants will be efficient and prepared for the technical hearing.
Do any of the board members have any questions or concerns for Marcy?
I guess this is more for Dylan. I know this will be recorded. When do you think it'll be available? I have jury duty Friday, so I'm not going to be probably able to attend, and I'd like to listen if I could. So do you think, when you think it'll be posted? Do you think it'll be posted by Monday, maybe?
The hearing, the Zooms are recorded, and after I stop it, it should be up in a matter of minutes. I would say give it 10 to 15 minutes. It converts itself over, and then it's uploaded to the Zoom website. I can... It depends on, yes, I say Monday. I guess sometime Monday if we get it done. I have a way to get it to you if you need to get it earlier than Monday.
Oh, no, that's fine. The public posting's fine.
But the public posting should be done hopefully Monday, latest of Tuesday. It just depends. But I'm going to give it to him Monday and Friday evening or whatever, and then he should have it on Monday. He should be able to post
okay.
it up.
Okay. Okay,
And
thank you.
I'd like to add that the public and the technical hearings are on the record with the court reporter.
Yes,
And there'll be
and
a
we
written transcript.
yes, and we've asked for a 3-day turnaround for the 10th.
Thank
And
you.
if there is one on Monday the 13th, we'll probably ask for 1-day turnaround unless it seems like that's unnecessary.
And that's for the physical transcripts, Dave,
Right.
is that correct?
Well, they'll be electronic, but
Right.
yeah.
What I mean is
Yeah.
the handwritten, not the Zoom meeting. The Zoom meeting.
That's right. I
So
think
you, yeah.
I believe Dylan controls the
Yes.
actual recording. Yeah.
Yes, the recording, the video and audio. So there is a, like you guys right now, there'll be a video and audio for those that are seeing. Yes.
Do we actually post both the video? I can't recall that. Do we post the video and the audio of the hearings, or
We haven't done the video before.
okay.
And I would have to check the formatting for the video for the website. I know that the recording is done in MP3, gets converted over to MP4 for the website purposes. So I'm not quite sure about the converting of the video. I can check for you if you want.
Well, yeah, I think audio is sufficient. For the
As long as people understand that the actual record is the written transcript.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Deb. Are there any other questions or concerns for the hearing officer? Okay, well, we do have the department and the public advocate represented here. Do you have anything to add, either of you, to the update on the TAP-R?
Not really from the department standpoint. We're trying to use our time wisely to prepare for hearings. And any obstacles in our way, Rob and I talk about it and we work it out.
Likewise, nothing really to report. Just wanted to make sure that the hearing, the Zoom hearing, will be in, I guess it's presentation mode or whatever it is on Zoom that keeps from having unwanted intruders like we previously had. And this happened at the Gas Commission as well, so it's just a thing now, but to prepare for it.
Well, can you make sure we check or that dealing that you're familiar with this issue and can deal with it?
Yes, I'm taking steps now to make sure we're going over everything and hopefully it turns out well. I mean, it's technology. You don't control it, so you can only hope that it goes right. So I'm doing taking the steps that I can to help prevent anything I can.
Okay. Dan, did you have anything to add? I'm sorry, Dan, did you have anything to add?
I'm not sure. Andre, you just sent a proposed exhibit. One of the slides appeared to relate to a number of years ago, and I wasn't, but that's not something that necessarily needs to be discussed in the meeting, but
Yeah, the public hearing, the public input hearing presentation has a number of slides. One gives a history of IRAP to TAP and just try to give a context to what TAP-R is. We thought that would be helpful and it'll be posted. We don't have to talk about it. In fact, we won't be giving it an opening statement. So it's interesting background.
okay.
Okay. With that, is there for the board, do you have any other business to bring before the board? I know among the board members, Dan has been distributing some, I guess I'll call it housekeeping. Issues on kind of ethics training, whatnot, and forms that we need to fill out as board members. But so if you have any questions on that, you can obviously contact Dan. Any other business then to be brought before the board at this time? Anything from the public advocate or the water department?
Nothing further.
Nothing for me either.
Okay, good. Well, hopefully under Marcy's leadership, everything will go smoothly on Friday, and we'll continue to move forward toward a June, sometime in June, landing for this proceeding. Okay. Can I ask for a motion to adjourn at this time?
So moved.
A second?
I'll second Deb McCarty.
Okay, moved by Abby and seconded by Deb. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Can't hear you again, Sonny.
I really apologize. I really have to blast into this thing. Try that too. I'll try to increase. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we'll keep working on this. Okay. With that, I'll end the meeting and look forward to seeing everyone on June 12th, if not sooner. Thank you.
Okie doke. So
Thank
long.
you. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
See you all. Take care.
Bye bye.